DKC.
We're HKX. Hey, Jerry.
Good afternoon, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. Heard you talking this morning, but you sound like you guys were busy, so I didn't interrupt. Hope you're doing well.
Doing good. How about yourself?
We finally got dug out yesterday. Wife said she's going to do a little snow shoveling yesterday afternoon. We got in shoveled off parts of the driveway that weren't melting. A lot more work than I remembered it being. How'd you fare the last couple of days? You did okay up and down the mountain?
My first day down the mountain, I've been scraping and shoveling snow for the last 3 days from where I live and the neighborhood next door.
Got a good amount, I guess, didn't you?
14 and 16 inches at the house, total.
Got about six here, and it was, we didn't get any ice to mount anything, which was great, because then we'll have to be concerned about a pile of hair. Duke's been working on the trees and stuff around here to keep them from falling and hitting some of these transformers. And ours is underground, part of ours is underground too, so I think we died to bullet that this time. That's what I was really concerned about. Because I got a small generator enough to maybe run a couple of things. I don't have anything to run my heater or anything like that. And don't have a insert or gas logs or anything like that. But I'm fixing to resolve some of that now. I got a heat pump downstairs. It just freezes you to death in the wintertime. It's about 15 years old, and I'm already talking to a guy. I'm going to go ahead and think we get that thing replaced. Just put back a regular gas furnace and a regular AC back in.
Can't say that I blame you. I've not been real impressed with a heat pump, and for me anyway.
We've only had one. We had one when we lived down in Sherrall. Yeah, down there near Darlington, that area. And it doesn't get quite as cold down there. And that house is a little... This house is real well insulated. I got triple pane windows and got plenty of insulation. I mean, you can put your hands up on the windows at night. Right now, the windows aren't cold. I mean, they're not cold at all. They feel room temperature. So, and it doesn't get like that. You know, you don't have a lot of heat coming in. You don't have a lot of heat coming in from the sun either, though. On the other hand, but I changed over to let some guy talk me into something. You know, that's the first time I've ever lived in a house long enough to have to replace anything. Let some guy talk me into a heat pump, variable speed, and all that stuff. This house is up about 1,600 square feet, and I got upstairs and downstairs unit. So an upstairs unit, I'm going to let this thing drop. Unit crapped out after about 20-something years. I've just replaced it with the same brand and about the same grade unit, but the air conditioner went up from like a 8 sear to like a 13 or 14, and it cools it off upstairs, and then it keeps it nice and toasty warm up here too, since the furnace is here in the closet too. But since I already had a furnace and air conditioner downstairs in the crawl space, I don't think it'll be a big deal to swap it back over. Anyway, the guys will come over here and look at it Friday and give me an idea. And I'm going to get a sticker shot, but I'm tired of being cold during the wintertime.
Well, it gets quite cold up here where I'm at, and I like my gas furnace. And I don't have a heat or any kind of AC other than the window unit, and that works great for me.
Keep one, especially if the humidity is not too bad. There's a little motel that used to staying up in Burnsville, North Carolina. They didn't have any air conditioners in their windows. It was old, really like these old things like you see back in the 50s. They bought it and renovated. It had about 10 little rooms, and, you know, used, like an old motor hotel they used to call them. And it was built out of, you know, stone, and it was just a cute little place, and they were cheap. And my technicians and I used to stay there when we worked on the equipment for Glen Raven up in Burnsville. And it's just a real pleasant experience. Of course, up there during the summertime, it just, you know, you just open those windows up. All you got screened in to keep mosquitoes from beating you up. It's just as comfortable as it could be. And you really get a little cool even sometimes, too.
Like you get a little fan or something like that, and that's really all you need up around the house most of the time. You know, we might have 4 or 5 days through the summer that are over 90 degrees, and you just tough it out those a little bit and move on.
Remember all those days when I was growing up, we didn't have, I don't think my folks had air conditioning until sometime in the late 60s. And even then, they got a window unit. They finally put Central in sometime later on, but that house was not insulated at all, hardly, because everything was so cheap back then, you didn't have to worry about that. They had actually had a modern version of a hot water heat, like you have a radiator, but the radiators were like at floor level. You know, they were about 6 or 8 inches high. Now, that house stayed warm, just toast, and kept the, you didn't have anything blowing it, just radiant heat. Kept the furniture warm, but just didn't have any insulation in the walls. So they didn't, like I said, everything was so cheap back then, Patrick, they weren't concerned about it like you do now. But, I think I about spent my last winter in for heat. But upstairs, I think it would probably be okay. But downstairs, it's just, I mean, we got a small house, and it's just not, it pumping out air at 68 degrees just don't warm it up enough for old folks.
You're just getting old, Jerry. It's 0 till.
That time, I already am. Go ahead, Patrick.
Touch that one with either one of you. KO4HKX.
Before this month, you got me beat, Jerry.
He's 71 in March. But I'm not far behind you, though. I'm just trailing just by a few years. I know I was talking to one of my friends who lived up in Rock Hill yesterday. I was telling him I missed my 50th anniversary high school reunion back in October. And then they had a group picture they posted online, and I said, I said, who in the world are all those old folks? Got no hair, turned gray, got big bellies on them. I said, that I don't remember those folks.
W2T.
Go ahead, Patrick, and turn it over to Rusty. It's in 0 till.
Tom, I'm just the reverse of your age this year. I'll be 47. Yeah, I was just thinking about him saying 47. Good gosh, a youngster. In April, I turned 75. So, you know, it's age is just a number. And most times, you know, if you don't mind, I pretty much ignore it because I keep going like, you know, like the Energizer Bunny. Keep going and going and going and going. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, we try anyways. Well, you're just a pup, Jerry. Well, we just went to Aldi's and Walmart. My God, it looked like a bomb hit the meat case there in Aldi's. Well, nothing left, hardly. And, it's just amazing. Everybody's scared of another snowstorm, I think, this weekend, and I don't really think it's going to materialize yet, but I could be wrong. Only Mother Nature knows. Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm doubtful myself, Tom. I don't know what it's going to be like. I know it's going to rain off and on most of the day tomorrow, and we're headed into Greenville to keep the grandkids for the day, because I think I'm pretty sure they're going to have remote learning again. You know, Greenville School District is just one school district for the entire county, unlike here in Anderson where we have five different ones. So they'll shut down school for the whole county in one area. I mean, there's the sunshine, there's no ice on the roads or anything. It's just kind of crazy, but that's the way they got it set up. We got five here. District 5 is usually open. Some more remote areas, they'll close that district, but they won't close the whole county. Go ahead. I think Patrick's got it. Go ahead, Patrick.
Where I live, we ain't got but one zone because we don't have but, two high schools and a couple middle schools and a couple more elementary schools. So if one's closed, they're all closed.
Up here on Wade Hampton is pretty much saturated too. We're heading down to the Daughters or Rusty to deliver some Gatorade, and we bought her some breaded spicy chicken wings, and I got to tell you, they didn't forget the spice.
Those things, Tom, they'll get to you every now and again, you know, but Yeah, I went and did my grocery shopping this morning too, and you know, I've decided that it took care. I come home with 3 bags of groceries, and of course I had some drinks in the car, 2 canned drinks. But even at that, you know, I spent $100 and only had 3 bags. That's pitiful, you know, even if they are the canvas bags that come from the store. Oh, well, it is what it is. Hello, Jerry. Go ahead.
For a little while this morning, picked up some water, a couple of odd ends, not much. Just a few things. My wife was doing a little sewing during the snow time. But my grandson is skinny and not real tall, so she had to sew up some. Had to hem his pants before I'm trying to match the thread. You know how that is. Time with, you know, dealing with Bernice and her sewing, I'm sure. But that's what she's been in the last couple of days. And I've done, as my dad used to say, I've done as little as possible, I think.
Well, we've been on the go most of the day. We went back home and took a break and had a couple of oatmeal cookies, medicinal is what I call them, that Bernice makes, because they pretty much help me keep regular with that oatmeal. And then had a couple of breadsticks, and then we was back on the road again, kind of like Willie Nelson. go ahead, Jerry. Patrick, I missed it.
Thank you, Gary Stan.
You go ahead. I was texting Steve right quick, so I missed that last little bit, Tom. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I did as little as possible last few days. We were kind of expecting to have to go there and stay with the grandkids a little more than we have to, but they managed without us until tomorrow. But he's got, son-in-law's got council meeting tomorrow night, so we're going to have to go ahead. Look after them for a little while anyway if they have school. If they don't have school, we'll have to go over about 10 in the morning. But that's been fine. It's not a big deal. We do it a couple of times a week anyway. And I don't know who to throw it to. Whoever wants to talk, N4DJC Friday.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, that I don't have to worry about kids in school and things like that. And I'll just keep it up with all the different meetings and things I've got going on. It keeps me busy enough anyway. And all the events I'm working on and things like that, trying to set up for a convention in the fall in Greenville at the Peace Center and things like that, trying to get all that worked out. Put together a convention I've got starting in the 1st of April. So we're going to have, that's going to be down in Waldorf, so that's going to be the next event I got looking for. So, you know, just keeping things going, trying to stay ahead of the curve here. And I'm just taking it easy here at the house. I haven't done anything very much. I just, you know, the weather got to be like it was, and I hadn't lost anything out there to go play with, so I just kind of chilled out here at the house and, you know, and let it happen as it happens. Ain't nothing you can do about it anyway except grin and bear it, so that's what I did. So anyway, I'm going to let you guys have it back. I've got a couple of things doing, and I've got a phone call I got to take here in about 5 minutes, so I'm going to throw it back over there. Patrick, you go ahead and pick it up, and we'll catch up to all of you later. W2T, clear.
Rusty, take care of yourself. But I don't know what to say.
The forecast that I heard something about or read about said there was probably going to be a coronal mass ejection coming up. And that's probably going to louse up the bands for a few days. I know last night there just wasn't hardly anything on other than Bulgaria, but I think there's more ham radio operators in Bulgaria than there is anywhere else in the world. I mean, you can work them every night. But I did do something fun, Jerry. I'd never worked 60 meters, and Ariel texted me and said, here's the frequencies, let's give it a try. Sideband, not so great, although I heard some good QSOs going on. And but the CW worked just fine. We had a little conversation there, and then the QRM got pretty heavy, so we ended it. But at least I can say I've been on 60 meters now.
60 meters, is it channelized? Or if I know I'm probably thinking about a different band, though.
I mean, nothing about it. It's got a set of specific frequencies for sideband and specific frequencies for CW. So we went down to CW. There wasn't much on it, but it's 5 megacycles in that area, Jerry. But it's fairly easy. But Ariel sent me the frequencies, and we tried several different ones on sideband, and he's real close to me, though. And that's getting down in there, you know, by 40 meters and that. So I'm no expert on it by any means. That's the very first time. But I see a lot of postings for it on the pages, you know, like QRZ and things. So there's people that use it.
I'm gonna let Patrick jump in here. I'm just curious. I know there's so a couple of things. I think it was like they were some of the new ones were channelized. We had just certain specific, well, you know, like half a dozen frequencies, and that was it. But I'm not sure which bands those are, or if it's even something, or just something I might have dreamed up. Who knows? Anyway, Patrick, I heard you talk about getting some Pelican cases. You already got them ordered, or? Or got a man already plucking the phone
out. Me and one of the other distributors have set up where we can be dealers for Pelican. So we had to place our initial order this week so that we could get it all set up. But yeah, I've ordered a couple $1,000 worth of them.
Well, that sounds nice. Is that just rifle cases, Patrick? That's my question. And Jerry, to answer your question, there was maybe 6 CW channels and 6 sideband channels. So I'm sure you could get real busy real quick on there. Go ahead, Jerry.
Tom, that is more than just rifle cases. If you go look, they got case for everything. They got cups, coolers, wallets, rifle cases, camera cases, backpacks, computer cases, you name it. They got an extensive line of stuff.
Well, they're quality merchandise from what I've seen. I don't know what that one was. I don't think it was a Pelican case. We bought a rifle for the granddaughter a couple years ago, and I sent it back up with her dad when they went back on the airplane up to Michigan. And I just told them to keep it. It was a nice case. I can't remember what come in that. I don't think it was a rifle, but the rifle fit in it just real well. Go ahead, Jerry, if you're there.
Patrick, they make them with computers and all kinds of stuff. Now they get a wide array of cases. I generally, about the only hard cases I use for guns or SKB or used to be come down Montana made all solid aluminum cases and American cases. I used those years ago, but I just don't even use a hard case anymore, except for a rifle, just occasionally. I usually just use soft cases, put them in something else for most of the handguns. But Pelicans, I mean, they are a huge company, too. They make all kinds of stuff, not just what, you know, people commonly think either. And it can get really expensive in a hurry, too.
That is for true. They make cases for military cases, all kinds of stuff. Just trying to set it up to where we can get that stuff at a dealer cost and pass it along. And a lot of guys use it for the ham radio stuff, also the to-go boxes and that kind of thing. They'll set it up that way they can keep everything self-contained.
Wait for that. I know Ariel, he builds all his. He's about the most fantastic woodworker I've ever seen in my life. But He's made me a couple of things years ago just as a gift, and they were really nice. Oh, my neighbor has something neat. You know, speaking of woodworking, Jerry, he has a router, and it's got a LCD on it, and it comes up with a tipper in the middle of it, and you just follow that, and you download the programs for that router, and it engraves it into the piece of wood that you got there. Wow. He sure makes some beautiful stuff with that. He's a retired Army Chinook pilot. This is General T.R. Go ahead, Jerry.
For DJC Friday, Tom, yeah, there's a company called Shaper that does those routers, and those things are really expensive. It does all types of CNC type work and does patterns, and I mean, it just all kinds of stuff. That thing was so popular when it first came out a couple of years ago, there's a wait list of about a year before you get one. They started out about $2,500, I think. I don't know if they include the computer software with it or not, but they had these workshops, and I really got interested in it. It's not something I would do because I don't have the room for it. My father-in-law was a DCT, and you know, he taught shop in high school, and he was into all that stuff. He had all the planer edgers, had all the stuff there at his house, and so I could use it whenever I wanted to. But I hardly ever did, though. But that Shaper thing was really, that was a pretty neat deal. It was a little bit, you know, it was at least $2,500. Might be more than that, but it was pretty damn expensive for one piece of woodworking equipment. Go ahead, Patrick.
The 2-meter propagation must be working really good today, because I'm well into the black hole, and I don't have any scratch on you yet at all. So I don't know how y'all are receiving me. KO4HKX for ID.
Actually, Patrick, you're a little bit scratch in there, but very understandable. And come on, people, get off of the phone. Sitting here texting at the corner, making everybody else wait. I just love that. Well, I better let you guys go. It's good hearing you this afternoon. And we're getting down near the daughter's house, and I'll say 73s, and maybe I'll catch you tomorrow. This is Zero TR. Go ahead, Jerry.
Have a good afternoon.
Tom, be safe out there and have a good evening. You and Miss Bernice both, KO4HKX.
Sound good, isn't it? Sound just a little bit, I almost sound like a little bit of picket fencing maybe, but you know, you sound a whole, you sound like at least 50-60% better than you usually do. So I think you're right. Either the tropo's good or something's going on.
Through here, I can't even hear the repeater, much less talk on it.
Sound local. Basically, I mean, it sounds just like it normally would if you were just riding down the road and the antenna whipping around a little bit. That's, you know, that's what it sounds to me. Audio's good on it, and nothing dropping out at all.
Because like I said, normally right through here, there's no chance of getting to the repeater.
Sounding good. Sounds like you got your work cut out for in that Pelican stuff. Hopefully that'll be successful, and you can maybe make a little money on it, too, in the meantime. I might have to jump on out here myself, too, Pat, and get back downstairs and see what's shaking. Good to talk to you, and hopefully everything go well for you this afternoon. And good luck with the Pelican distributorship or dealership. I hope that works out well. They are really good cases, though. They're worth it. They're expensive, but they're worth it, too, though. You can drop those things off a cliff, and unless there's something really delicate inside, it's going to be okay. But I have seen a lot of those for portable ops, too, using them for satellite stuff where they just got a go box, like you say, and it's ideal for that. Take care. Talk to you later. 73, N4DJC.
Jerry, good to talk to you this afternoon. And yeah, the repeater, I'm just now starting to pick up some scratch on it. So, good timing. KO4DJ, I'll be clear.